But first, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that Maricopa County can be held liable for the actions of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. In a number of lawsuits over the years, courts have found Arpaio implemented unlawful policing policies that violated federal anti-discrimination laws. But Maricopa County and current Sheriff Paul Penzone argued that Arpaio's programs and policies were just those of his office, not the county. The court struck that down.
The litigation and settlements resulting from Arpaio's 24 years as Maricopa County Sheriff have cost taxpayers about $140 million. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Paul Bender with ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law and started by asking him why the county is being held liable.
Well, the issue in this case is whether the county is liable to the United States because of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's racial profiling in traffic stops and stuff like that. And it's been held that that was illegal. And now the question is whether the county is liable.
He's clearly
liable. The question is whether the county is liable. And that's a really complicated question of federal law. Entities like counties and cities are not generally liable for the misdeeds of their employees the way a private company is. Mm-hmm. There's a doctrine called respondeat superior, which means that if a truck driver hits you, you can sue the owner of the truck, the company that runs it. That's not true of cities and counties, but they are liable if the person who injured you is a policymaker in the entity, and if he did it as part of the entity's policy. And so the issue in this case, the main issue, I think, was whether Sheriff Arpaio was a policymaker for the county. And the Ninth Circuit held, yes, he was a policymaker. And because he's a policymaker, the county is liable for his behavior.
Right. And the county and the sheriff, the current sheriff's office, was arguing that, in fact, this was not the case, that Arpaio was the one perpetrating these policies and it wasn't necessarily the county.
That's right. And I suppose they argued that, well, he's independently elected. We didn't appoint him. And that's an interesting argument, but it's not a valid argument. He is the sheriff of the county. If there's any policymaker in the county, and Arpaio would have told you this himself, if there's any policymaker for the county, for the way the sheriff's department operates, it's the sheriff.
Yeah. So let's talk about implications. What could happen now in light of this decision? I think largely it seems symbolic in the sense that the county probably did not want to be held liable for the decisions that Arpaio made and now has been found guilty of.
Right. This is a suit by the United States under a couple of federal statutes which let the United States sue law enforcement agencies that violate the Constitution. The statutes give the United States the right to an injunction and a declaratory judgment. Mm-hmm. So they will get an injunction against the county saying, hey, don't let your people engage in racial profiling anymore, and a declaratory judgment that that kind of racial profiling is illegal. What effect that itself is going to have, I'm not sure, because the county, I hope, is not going to do that anymore. The new sheriff, in a sense, got elected on the fact that he wouldn't do those kinds of things. So the injunction shouldn't really make any difference. So what is what's the purpose of this? The only tangible thing that I can think of, and it could be very important, is that in holding that Arpaio is a policymaker for the county, if the Ninth Circuit's going to hold that, which they've just done in this case, that means that private people who were injured by Arpaio's conduct can sue the county for damages. They don't have to only sue Arpaio for damages. And the county potentially has a lot more money than Arpaio does.
Right, right. Well, and there have been numerous, I mean, just unending lawsuits against Arpaio, right? I mean, I think the county's already paid out $140 million in the course of this? So could this open us up to more?
Yeah, they may have to pay out some more because of this, right? It's an interesting situation. That kind of thing wouldn't happen at the federal level because at the federal level, the prosecutors and the police are appointed by the federal government. Here you have an elected sheriff who is independent of the government and in a sense can do what he wants. And so the county does not have a frivolous argument to say, hey, we didn't elect him, we didn't appoint him, why should we be liable for him? And the Ninth Circuit is holding, sorry, he is the sheriff even though he's independently elected and you happen to be liable for what he does on your behalf as a policymaker. It's possible that the county would try to take this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know that that issue has ever been decided. I'm not aware offhand of any case in which the question was whether a separately elected sheriff can make a county liable for damages. So they may try to take that up to the Supreme Court.
That was going to be my last question. What do you think the county will take this further?
I can't tell. My guess is they won't, because I would assume that the current sheriff would not want to continue this litigation. But what his relationship is with the county supervisors, I don't know. And since it's the county that's being held liable, not the current sheriff, mm-hmm. it's up to the county whether to appeal or not.
All right. We'll wait to see. Paul Bender with ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Thank you for coming in, Paul.
You're welcome.